Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 96, and it's a Thursday, May 24th, 2018. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, welcome everyone to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, where we talk about gay news, geek topics, and bizarre stories. Mix it up a little bit. Ray, you have great news. Everyone listening, everybody out there listening, and we have great news for Ray. What happened, Ray?
What do you mean, what happened?
What happened last weekend for you?
What happened last weekend? I went home to South Carolina to visit the family.
That's right. Ray was in South Carolina for the family, and should I say it or should I say it? I guess I should say it.
I know you want to say it, so
I
want to
say it! Ray got engaged! Woohoo! That's awesome.
That's right.
You are now engaged to, you know...
Temo.
To Temo. He is going to be... And I saw the footage, and... They were at a romantic place.
Well, we were at the town lake.
Oh, is it?
I wanted to do it in the old cemetery because the old cemetery has a bunch of magnolia trees and bloom and stuff, and it's really pretty. But they had cleaned the cemetery up, so it was a big old mess, and there was crap sitting everywhere, and they had rain, so everything was wet. So I was like, okay, can't do it here. I know it sounds morbid, but it's a really pretty place under
it
the beach.
Does sound
but there's
morbid.
These huge magnolia trees that all clump together, so it's a real pretty place. So.
Oh, that's right. So,
and the dead people would have been so happy to see us get engaged there.
That's right. Probably your old relatives were there?
I'm sure. Yeah, there's some there. My great-great-grandmother was there.
So, you were there. You were the one who proposed. And how did it feel for you? Were you nervous?
I was very nervous. I wasn't going to do it at first because everything was just feeling off.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom was with us, and we were touring the cemeteries, and I introduced Timo to all the grandparents.
Oh, okay.
And then we were riding around, and he'd mentioned before when we drove by the town lake that he wanted to stop there. So I was like, okay. So we stopped there, and I was like, okay, let's go walk out on the pier. And Mom was like, we're going to stay here. And Marvin's like, I'm just going to sit here. I'm like, no, you're not. Why? I said, because you need to go walk with us. And he's been all argumentative, and then finally said, oh, okay.
It has to happen.
So we all went out on the pier. And I got my very unexpert videographer because the Asian one was too busy to go with me this week.
Well, I didn't. I could not.
You got asked to go.
I know.
And so I gave him the phone and said, hey, take some pictures of us. And he was supposed to be taking pictures of us, but he was videotaping. And then I asked Timo to marry me. Marry me. And then Timo cried. My mom cried. I think Marvin cried too.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Just like... It was just like, what happened before when we were in Massachusetts. But anyway, you know, it's awesome that you guys got hitched. So
we didn't get hitched. We got engaged.
We got engaged.
Getting hitched means you get married.
You got engaged to get hitched.
Yeah.
So. All right. So congratulations, Ray. I hope you are not nervous anymore. I guess everything.
No. Now we just got to work everything out.
All right. That's good. That's awesome. So, last weekend, I don't know, Mike was in town also. We were able to...
He came to weekend two towns in a row?
Yeah,
two weekends
did.
In a row?
Yeah, he did. He came over and we went to the Philippine restaurant. You guys were in South Carolina where we ate at the Jerry's Grill in the in Houston area. So, that was good. Next time we'll get there. I mean, it's not bad. It's not a buffet. Okay, buffets, usually Filipino buffets are very popular and usually they are very greasy and everything. But this one is a sit-down one. It's a nice restaurant, and it's cloth tables. And good parking and everything. It's not like there's no sneeze guard where you walk around and look at a buffet. No, it's not like that. But there is a karaoke machine. There's a band they play there on Fridays or Saturdays or something like that. Anyway, so we'll get there next time. Anyway, okay. So what else is gonna happen? So. Yeah, Ray just got back. You got back Tuesday mm-hmm. night. So that's why this show is a little bit late. And also, just a warning, since it's the holidays, we're going to be busy next week too. So this is going to be the kind of covers memorial weekend also. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll can wing something next week. If not, then
I doubt it.
It will be the next week then.
The next week.
Are you going to be busy?
I'm going to take a week off. I need to relax. I need to de-stress.
De-stress? Okay.
You know how stressful it is to ask somebody to marry you.
I bet. Yeah.
Because if he'd said no, it'd have been a long walk back to Texas for somebody. Uh-huh. And I'd been crying all the way while they were walking.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
In an AC truck.
Oh, yeah. So tonight we had dinner here at the Race and Marvin and Jim. And Jim cooked up a very good pasta dish.
Smoked trout.
Ray, you don't eat fish.
This dish I like. So.
You like? Yeah, it's pretty good. It was one of your requests, that is?
Yeah,
it's smoked trout. What else can I say? It's very tasty. And it's got capers in it, too. So it's really good. I love it. Okay, so shall we go on with our story? Should I take this one, Ray?
The gay, yeah, because you're very gay.
I'm very gay. Okay, let's go. So guys, these are all articles posted on facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre, okay? So here we go. Collier signs a bill allowing faith-based adoption groups to refuse LGBTQ couples. So this is sad. I would say I'll say my comments after the article. So surrounded by legislators, faith leaders and foster care workers, Kansas Governor Jeff Collier signed into law a bill that drew fierce debate over whether it protects faith-based agencies or legalizes discrimination against LGBT people. And it usually sounds like the latter, right, Ray?
Yeah.
So the bill, approved by the legislature in early May, allows agencies to refuse placement of children for foster care or adoption when the proposed placement of such child would violate such agency's sincerely held religious beliefs. So they go religion first before the child. So Collier signed the bill Friday at Youth Horizons Kinloch Price Boys Ranch, a Christian nonprofit that offers residential care for boys with severe individual and family challenges. What I want Kansas to know is this is about fairness and that we are protecting everyone. In what way? How could they be protecting everyone? Collier said, it's not about discrimination, it's about fairness. We're looking after those kids that need a forever home. But that's the point. What kind of fairness are they looking for here? If LGBTQ families want to adopt them, then they should. So the signing resulted in both praise and condemnation, of course. Kansas Democrats referred to it as an abhorrent in a statement saying that the state will likely suffer financial loss because of it. Yeah, definitely. Chris Kobach, Kansas Secretary of State and candidate for governor, landed the bill. Faith-based adoption agencies can continue the great work they do, knowing they will always be able to operate in accordance with their faith in Kansas, he said in a statement. So anyway, the article is pretty long, but the bottom line here is that faith-based adoption agencies is really bad that they're trying to block even LGBT folks. You know, I even know people from I know someone from New Orleans. He's actually a porn actor. I guess he's a porn star because he's pretty well known in the bear community. And he does foster kids. I mean, he has about two or three kids, I think. Yeah, and he does a good job and everything. And so far in Louisiana, this is in Louisiana, so they're okay. And I'm not sure if the foster kids were.
But is it a state-run agency or is it a Christian-run agency?
Yeah, that's the point. It's probably a state-run one. So this one's a faith-based one, the one in Kansas, so no surprise there, right? And somebody in our Facebook page always says, hashtag no surprise there, something like that.
Yeah.
He posted something like that. It's not the same words, but it's not surprising that faith-based religion in Kansas City would do this. Okay, Ray, let's go to the next article. What do you have here?
Okay. Beirut Pride Council left an organizer detained. The organizer of a gay pride week in Lebanon says authorities have forced him to cancel the remaining events. Last year, Lebanon became the first Arab country to hold a gay pride week. But the organizer of this year's Beirut Pride Heidi says that he was taken to the police station overnight after security services came to an event. He says he was asked to sign a pledge that he would cancel what was left of the week, which started on Saturday, in order to be released. Lebanon is more tolerant than most Arab countries, but lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered peoples do still face sporadic police action. The country's interior ministry has not commented on the case. The second Beirut Pride Festival began with a brunch celebrating parents who had not rejected their children when they came out as homosexuals, and was due to include cultural events, talks, and readings over the next 9 days. But on Monday night, Heidi was arrested, was called by a venue and told that the agents from the General Security Directorate had stopped their reading of the script of a play about homophobic crimes, saying the event required approval from its Bureau of Censorship, according to the statement to the Beirut Pride website. After arriving at the venue, he was asked by vice police officers to accompany him to the police station, where he was informed that he would be detained overnight. On Tuesday morning, he was summoned for questioning and advised that he would be released if he signed a pledge promising to cancel forthcoming Beirut Pride events, according to the statement. Heidi said he was warned that if he did not, he would be referred to an investigative judge who would interrogate me on the basis of articles pertaining to the incitement to immorality and the breach of public morality for co-ordaining the activities. He later told the BBC, "There is a lot of disappointment around the cancellation of the Beirut Pride. People first are concerned anticipating any upcoming crackdown. Article 534 of Lebanon's Penal Code punishes any sexual intercourse contrary to the order of nature with up to 1 year in prison and has been used to prosecute people suspected of homosexuality."
Even in their private places?
Yep. So it's against law because it's a Muslim country. "In recent years, authorities have conducted raids to arrest persons allegedly involved in same-sex conduct. Some of whom were subject to torture, including forced anal examinations, according to the Human Rights Watch. However, judges have also begun to challenge Article 534. In 2014, one ruled that sex between a transgender woman and a man could not be perceived as unnatural. And last year, another declared that homosexuals have the right to have human or intimate relationships with any people they choose, without discrimination on the basis of their sexual orientation."
So this is in Beirut.
Beirut. So things are slowly changing.
Yeah, and Beirut is supposed to be one of the they're kind of liberal, but
apparently not that liberal yet.
Not that liberal.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's sad that this. Well, this is something that we're surprised with, I guess. It is an Arab country.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, do you know anyone from Beirut? I don't know anyone.
Well, I know a bunch of Lebanese that are here in town. So.
Not lesbians, right?
Lebanese, yeah.
Oh, okay, that.
Not lesbians, no.
Not lesbians. Big real difference. Lebanese.
Big difference, yeah.
Okay. So. I know someone who is half German and half Lebanese, but he's Texan. Lives here. Anyway, so it's just sad that the organizer himself was detained. So, would you think that if he was able to escape, or let's say he was not detained at all? Wait, he was detained.
He was detained
because of holding the event for the week.
Yes.
Ah, okay. And they don't want him to continue, so they arrested
Correct.
Him.
So they arrested him and told him that to get out of jail, he had to sign a pledge that he's going to cancel all the events
because of homosexuality.
Yeah.
So it's just really discrimination. Yeah. Then. Yeah. Well, it's sad that it's happening with them to them right now. It's just that what can we do? It's kind of the nature of the people there. Would you say?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a lot to do with religion and stuff, but it looks like things are starting to change. So
yeah, eventually. It is Beirut, so...
Yeah.
For the mere fact that he was able to start it.
Yeah, and this is the second year they've tried to do it, so...
Yeah, okay.
So they'll keep trying.
Yeah, they'll keep trying.
Yeah.
I'm sure. All right, let's go to the geek. The geek that I have here is from the Facebook page. It's about Comcast. Comcast's Xfinity website had a bug that leaked Wi-Fi passwords. I am a little concerned because I use Comcast, but I'll explain later. So the Comcast website that activates Xfinity routers has a bug that exposes customers' personal information, as reported by ZDNet. The page for setting up home Wi-Fi and cable services can display the home address of where the router is located and give away the Wi-Fi password. Comcast learned about the bug and fixed its site shortly after the report, and it said it's conducting an investigation. I'm sure they were hacked. The bug was first spotted by two security researchers who told ZDNet their findings. The website finally requests the user's full home address in order to verify your account and register their device. But researchers found they could sidestep the requirement with a customer ID along with an apartment or house number, prompting the website to reveal the full address and Wi-Fi password. The vulnerability is particularly severe because customer ID numbers are so easily available. A bad actor could find a target's customer. That's me. I'm a customer. And from a bill they've thrown away and simply guess the house or apartment number. And the bug has confirmed to the ZDNet to return home addresses and Wi-Fi login information. I guess I need to change my password now, I guess. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I do use... here's the thing though. I did not pay for the monthly fee for their modem. I bought my own modem. So does that mean I'm free? I'm not sure. It's not their modem. So have you ever used Comcast before?
Yes.
And did you think it sucked or they were okay?
I had no problem with Comcast.
I don't have much problem with them right now. It's just that it's getting pricey after that promo, after that 2-year promo, it's becoming heavy and there's really no way around it. Unless I threaten to cancel. And then come back in, and I really don't have that much option. So yeah, it's Comcast, and I don't use their Wi-Fi. Like I said, I use my own Wi-Fi. I use my own modem. I just use their service. So yeah. I don't know. Maybe I am safe. Maybe. Okay. All right. Let's go to the next to the bazaar. What's the bazaar?
No, we don't have a bazaar. We still have a geek.
No, that's not a geek.
That is a geek. It is a science. Which is geeky.
Okay.
This is all about science and nature.
All right. It's bizarre because it's bizarre.
No, bizarre. This is not bizarre. This is science.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Yeah. Hip, and the other one's science, too, because it's about creatures. Hippos poop so much that sometimes all the fish die. So basically, hippos are full of shit.
Yeah. Okay.
So at first, Chris Dutton and Emmanuel Sabalski had no idea why the fish were dying. At a bridge on the border between Kenya and Tanzania, they noticed that whenever the Maria River rose by a few feet, dead fish would wash up on its banks, sometimes in the thousands. Storks, vultures, crocodiles, and hyenas made short work of the carcasses, so if you went there to see it, you'd never know it was happening, says Dutton. Local rangers knew about the die-offs, but they blamed the events on farmers who sprayed pesticides in upstream fields. It wasn't the farmers. Through an increasingly bold set of experiments involving remote control boats, computer simulations, and makeshift dam and vast tankers full of excrement-filled water, Dutton and Sabalski identified the real culprits. Hippos. It's the damn hippos.
Okay.
The duo, who are married, published their results in a paper with a remarkably polite title of Organic Matter Loading by Hippopotami Causes Subsidency Overload, resulting in downstream hypoxia and fish kills. To translate, hippos sometimes poop so much that all the fish choke to death.
I read about this. That's right. I heard it.
So, at night, hippos wander into the grasslands to graze. During the day, they return to the rivers to keep cool and protect themselves from sunburn. As they wallow, they constantly urinate and defecate. Each day, the 4,000 or so hippos in the Maria deposit about 85,000 kilograms of waste into a stretch river that's just 100 kilometers long. Down at the bridge, you can put a net in the water for a few seconds, and the entire middle will just be coated with hippo feces, says Dutton. There's hippo feces everywhere, over the rocks, over the bottom. In the dry season, when the mire becomes narrow and even shallower, certain stretches have become especially thick with hippos and their dung. Hippos are aggressive and dangerous, so it's only the foolhardiest of researchers that would wade out to these so-called hippo pools. Instead, Dutton and Sabalski deployed a remote control boat armed with sensors. It revealed that the mud in the water at the bottom of these hot spots is a stagnant mess of ammonia, methane, hydrogen sulfide, and other chemical grotesqueries. It's also starved for oxygen. Almost all the gas is consumed by bacteria as they slowly digest the accumulated hippo poop.
It's all about the hippo poop killing the fish.
Fish. So, yep. So that's what goes on. Because these hippos poop so much. And if you've ever seen that video on Facebook where the hippo's farting and it's wiping its tail and slapping poop everywhere.
Oh, gross.
Just imagine that in the water all the time.
Yeah. But you know, could it be like a vicious cycle that the hippos would eat the fish and then they
hippos
poop it out?
Hippos don't eat fish.
They don't?
Well, they eat grass.
They eat grass?
Yeah.
Okay. And then it shouldn't be too bad because it's all grass.
I know, but there's so much of it, and the bacteria in the water consumes all the oxygen, so the fish die off because there's no oxygen.
Wow.
And it's full of poop.
Okay.
It's basically turned the river into a sewer during the day.
Oh, that's gross.
And it takes a while for it to clear out. Mm-hmm. So hippos are full of shit, apparently.
Yeah, that's right.
Not only are they mean and evil little things, even though little girls want hippos for hippopotamuses for Christmases.
You know that song?
They're too mean and they're full of shit.
I remember that song.
Kind of like Maynard.
Right. No. What? All right. So the bizarre. Let's go to the bizarre, Ray. So, woman may have served lover's remains at neighborhood barbecue. Oh my God! Dun dun dun. She chopped him up. Let's read on. Let's see. Iron River, Michigan. A woman who admitted to killing her husband, her lover, and possibly 9 others, oh my God, may have served up one of her victims' remains to neighbors at a barbecue. Kelly M. Cochran, 34, was already serving a life sentence for killing her lover, Chris Reagan, when she was sentenced last week to 65 years in prison for killing her husband, Jason Cochran, reports Fox News. In an upcoming documentary, friends and family of Cochran recount how she claimed to have served remains at the grilling get-together. Ugh. Of course, nobody could notice, right? Especially if it's got full of sauce. So the documentary titled Dead North documents how Cochran and her husband killed Reagan and then made a pact to kill anyone involved in their extramarital affairs. However, Cochran later killed her husband as revenge for murdering Reagan. What? She's crazy! She's a crazy bitch! So Cochran's brother says neighbors believe they were served human remains at their barbecue. I think they just made it up. So Dead North is scheduled to air on May 28th and the 29th on Investigation Discovery. Ray, we have to watch this. This is awesome. What do you think?
And she's not crazy. She's not crazy or terrorist. She's mentally disturbed. She's a white girl. She's mentally disturbed.
But if it's somebody else,
she'd been a black woman, they'd fried her ass because, you know, she'd been a terrorist or something.
That's right. Okay, so what's the next story, Ray?
All
right,
we're full of shit this week. Feces-flinging woman attacks Langley Tim Horton staff.
Is this in Canada?
Yes. Oh, Canada, eh?
A
woman who flung her own feces at a Tim Hortons workers in a Langley was detained by police Monday evening. The incident took place around 6:15 p.m. at the Douglas Crescent Tim Hortons in downtown Langley City. The incident apparently began when the staff refused to allow the woman to use the restroom based on past behavior and safety concerns. On a video of security footage posted on YouTube, a woman can be seen angrily gesturing at the staff. The staff appeared to be asking her to leave. The woman then defecated on the floor and flung the feces at staff members behind the counter. Police were called and the officers located the woman in the parking lot. She was arrested and has now been released with a court date set. The BC Prosecution Service is considering what charges, if any, will be laid. Well, she laid a turd in the restaurant. That's what she laid.
Hot steaming turd.
Yep. A spokesperson for Tim Hortons issued a statement afterward the video broke. We strive to create a welcoming environment for all our guests and the community we serve. We're deeply concerned by this video as the safety of our team members and guests is always top priority for us, the statement said. In limited cases across the country, restaurants have restricted access policy for restrooms to ensure the well-being of our guests. Our current understanding is that the team member used their discretion in this case and denied access to this guest based on past behavior and out of concern for immediate safety team members and guests in the restaurant. As matters escalated, the team member contacted local authorities for assistance.
So all these stories...
So what they're not saying is this woman was probably a crazy homeless woman that lived in the neighborhood and she just wanted to come in and use the bathroom. And then when they wouldn't let her, she went all...
She just...
ape shit crazy.
She just took a shit crazy.
She's batshit crazy.
And flung it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what is this story? We got so much shit in our stories, Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. It's just... These are bizarre things, okay?
Yeah.
So it's a Tim Hortons that they have to make a statement. You would imagine it's going to be like something very, very isolated that they have to make a story out of this. Where did this come from, though? What website? It's
Abbey
News. Interesting.
Yep.
Okay, so Okay, so since this is our last show for this weekend, for you know, we'll be back after the Memorial Weekend week. Memorial Weekend week. Yeah, so we're gonna take a break for a while because Ray got, you know, he needs to his beauty rest week.
I need to recuperate. Plus, I brought antique furniture back, and I got to work on it.
Oh, that's right. You have to work on that, right? You have to sand it down and.
Well, I don't have to sand it. I just have to clean it up and get it brought in the house.
All right. So, happy Memorial Day. I will be attending some parties this week, so we'll see and if we can post some pictures or, I don't know, maybe record a video, maybe. Are you going to the parties?
I might.
You might? Okay. Yeah, we're going to have pool parties this weekend. Woohoo! Okay, let's get out of here. So, special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on Facebook. That's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
All right, and go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys in the next show. Bye.